Okay, thanks, Bob. Just as a reminder, this issue was referred to the committee in 2008 following an inconsistency in treatment for properties being developed for subsequent sale. Properties which are recognised in accordance with IS 40 are transferred to IS 2 when development work commences. Properties recognised in accordance with IAS 16, on the other hand, are not transferred as they are developed. They continue to be recognised in accordance with IAS 16 until they're in a condition to sell, at which time they're recognised in accordance with IFRS 5. Now, over time, as this project developed, the concern over recognition was complicated by a concern over measurement. Transfers to IAS 2 are subsequently measured at cost. And the concern expressed was that investment properties held at fair value would be held at a less relevant measurement basis, that is, cost, after their transfer to IAS 2. Because of that, the proposed annual improvement was renamed IAS 40 change from fair value model to cost model. Therefore, the proposed standard recommended that investment properties being developed for sale should not be recognized in accordance with IAS 2 as required at present, but should continue to be recognized in accordance with IAS 40. Now, to prevent confusion of recognition issues with measurement issues, the papers laid out separate the two. And the staff today request four decisions from you on recognition, measurement, display, and future action. Dealing with recognition first, which is covered in the schedule in paragraphs 11 to 39, properties can be recognized in accordance with four different standards, based on the way in which the asset is employed in the business and the timing and manner in which the entity will benefit from that asset. So inventories are held for sale in the ordinary course of business or for use in producing such assets. PPE are tangible assets which are employed for self-use and are expected to be used for more than an accounting period. And investment properties are held for rental income or for capital appreciation or both. And then finally, non-current assets held for sale are those assets which will be recovered principally through sale where that sale is highly probable and they're available for sale in the current position. Now, the staff recommend in these sections that property assets continue to be recognized as different classes of assets based on their manner of employment and their use. And in support of that, the arguments presented are that the existing guidance is clear. Assets at present are recognized in accordance with the definition of particular classes of assets. All classes of assets held for the same purpose and utilized in the same way are recognized together as one category. The performance of the entity is depicted in a relevant way in the Statement of Comprehensive Income. Revenues recognized on the sale of inventory, and a gain is recognized on the disposal of investment properties. And the 2009 annual improvements remove the original inconsistency which was referred to the committee. Assets recognized in accordance with IAS 16 are now transferred to IAS 2 on development for sale. So on page 9, the staff recommend that property assets continue to be recognized in the statement of financial position as at present, i.e. as different classes of assets based on their use. Do you agree or have comments?
Anybody disagree with the staff recommendation? No? Okay.
Now, the second issue, measurement of investment properties, is covered in paragraphs 40 to 55. In drafting the paper, the staff looked at the measurement bases that applied to investment properties after transfer to other asset categories. And the most significant inconsistency in measurement basis was for those investment properties subsequently recognized in accordance with IFRS 5. Investment properties held at cost were measured in accordance with IFRS 5, i.e., at the lower of carrying amount and fair value less cost of sales, but investment properties held at fair value were exempt from the measurement and continued to be measured in accordance with IAS 40, that is, fair value excluding cost of sale. Now, the staff concern was that the cost of sales of properties can be significant. and the staff were concerned at not recognising these costs of sales as an expense on recognising the asset as one held for sale. The staff have since learned, and I apologise, I should have realised this before I drafted the paper, that the fair value measurement exposure draft proposes that all investment properties held at fair value should be measured at fair value less cost of sale. This proposed improvement in another project would adequately address this issue, and accordingly the staff no longer recommend that this exemption be removed. Maintenance of this exemption will require that investment property be measured at a more relevant basis, and one that will, when the fair value IFRS is issued, include the sales expenses. Do the committee agree with the staff's recommendation to ignore the staff's recommendation? it is a woman's prerogative to change your mind.
April, I think that must be a first, even for this committee. But, but on the grounds that we wouldn't need to propose an annual improvement to change this, because by the time the annual improvement had been completed, the fair value measurement guidance would have been issued. So anybody disagree with the updated staff recommendation? Okay, we're hanging on to your every word, wondering what you're going to change next.
Yes, it's coming, don't worry. The third question which we wanted to pose to the committee is that obviously the original annual improvement had suggested that if you didn't transfer investment properties to IS2, you would need to show two different categories of investment property, one held for sale and one not held for sale. Given that we are now transferring the held for sale to IS2, the staff recommends that annual improvement is no longer necessary or appropriate. And I think we agreed on that.
Yep.
And then the final thing is that the staff recommend that the draft amendments required to IS40 be brought to the committee at their next meeting. Thinking about that, we have decided to keep everything as it is. So there will be no need to amend any of the current IFRSs. it's been a couple of years, but yes.
I think that would be inappropriate, but I think what we have concluded now is that we have considered the actions that the board directed us, and we have confirmed our original decision and our recommendation, which was to do nothing. Not that we've decided to do nothing now. We have been very positive about this. Okay, Scott.
So we continue to believe that there's no need to do anything. Is the board going to say reconsider that again?
I found April very persuasive today.
As did I. Can she convince the board?
And I think one thing I'd say is that as with all of the annual improvement proposals that we bring to this committee, and where this committee decides not to proceed with an annual improvement proposal, we then take a paper to the board explaining what the issue was and the rationale for the committee saying not to take that forward, and we would do the same in this case. Obviously, in this case, it's perhaps even more important because of the board's previous request that the committee look at this issue, and so that would be the basis on which I would say we'd go back to the board in this time.
So, Michael?
Not to slow us down from our on-track agenda for this meeting, but the original inquiry that had come into the board almost 2 years ago now, a year and a half ago, that I had worked on was, yes, looking at the relationship with IFRS 5, but I think the focus that the board had originally looked at was if an entity determines the best measurements approach for an investment property is fair value and they're able to get that information, they choose the revaluation approach, would it be appropriate when that entity determines we are now going to sell this to stop using fair value? And current paragraph 57B, I believe it is, says, well, if you do something, you know, if you commence development with an intent to sell, yes, then by all means, move it over into IS2 and use a cost measurement attribute as you're getting even closer to now realizing that.
No, sorry, not cost that you transferred at its previous carrying amount.
and then use cost in accordance
with... No, and then use that amount as its deemed carrying amount. It's not a reversion to cost. That's a mischaracterization.
Sorry. Yeah.
Now, that was introduced, to cut it short, not because you're intending to sell the thing as one unit, but very often land is transferred from the land bank that is being held for capital appreciation for development over a period of time in multiple unit developments, and therefore to continue to revalue the land, which is going to be parceled up into smaller pieces, becomes a practical difficulty. It's not something that's impossible, but it then would be inconsistent with somebody who purchases the land with the intention of developing it on day one and keeps it at cost, as opposed to somebody who acquires the land with no plans currently to develop it, which is then required to be classified as an investment property, and then to transfer that and have a different measurement basis later. So I think the issue is a combination, the transfer to IS2, of practicality issues as well as comparability issues. And that, as I understand, will now remain, that if we're not doing anything,
yes,
then transfers from investment properties to IS2 will continue at, as it were, the frozen fair value,
yes,
which is offensive to some of the space cadets on the board.
And I don't particularly have a problem with it myself. I just wanted to make sure that the committee members were aware that the initial thing that the board was considering is whether or not you should freeze that fair value as you transfer the item into IS2. Or whether that was not appropriate.
So the members of the committee think that we should continue to use fair value for investment properties that are transferred into inventories, together with accumulating, presumably on a separate basis, the improvements that you're making to what was transferred. So you've got a mixture of fair value or a proportion of the fair value of the original amount at its current fair value, plus an accumulated cost for the development that's taking place.
Or simply consistency with the IS-16 amendment, which says if you determine fair value as the appropriate measurement attribute, you should also be using that during the construction phase. So the fact that you are constructing, if you've used fair value and you deem that to be the best approach, then just simply continue that. So if you're developing or commencing it, use fair value anyway, because you previously said that was bad.
Well, thank you for not slowing us down. I don't see that anybody has any appetite to change anything, so we can report that back. Best of luck, April. I'll be there in spirit to support you.
Thank you.
Quagliare and Patricia will be there physically to support you. Now, Fabienne has managed to retain her interest in this meeting, having been ignored for